Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Gist of today's information, just as a Floridian, as somebody that grew up in West Central Florida, you know, I was sad to see the news that Hulk Hogan passed away today. He was a major icon for anybody in Gen X. I can tell you, growing up then in the 80s and particularly the early 90s, he was really big. And he actually really was a star first before even he was Hulkamania, but when he was Thunder Lips in Rocky III. And that was like a huge, huge deal. I mean, obviously, that was a great movie franchise with Sylvester Stallone.
I love the explanation. You remember that old movie 40 years ago with Sylvester Stallone? Oh, man. And I did a little bit of looking because I was curious if that historically, if that timeline was right. He had to actually get a release from Vince McMahon from his contract or an exception to be able to appear in the movie. Vince McMahon thought it was a mistake for him to be Thunderlips in the movie. What? How is that?
What?
Why? How could you possibly think that the promotional value of that wouldn't be enormous for Rocky III? Yeah, unbelievable. So the governor yesterday, you know, spending quite a bit of time talking about explaining, you know, sort of DeSantis-splaining some of the things about wrestling and, you know, Rocky movies and what closed-circuit television is.
It was Thunderlips, and then a couple years later became the World Wrestling Federation heavyweight champion. And, you know, as a young kid, like, you know, I'm growing up and it's like, you know, that was like somebody's like, wow, that's our superhero kind of deal. And the fact that he was from a Tampa Bay area when I'm growing up there, I was like, oh my gosh, like this guy lives in our area. And, you know, back then when they would do these big events like WrestleMania, you could go to it, which obviously I wasn't in a position to be able to go to. But they didn't have even pay-per-view where you would pay for it to come on the cable. They had closed circuit. So you could go to like a venue and they would play it on like a really big screen. And so like the first few WrestleManias, I think, were like that.
Kids, remember before there was streaming, before there was pay-per-view, before there, you know, there was closed circuit television. And if you don't know what television, you know, it's just kind of funny him explaining all. By the way, as I recall, now I was never a big like wrestling fan. That wasn't my thing. I've had this week has been a little awkward for me because even though, you know, the Ozzy and, now, Malcolm Joel Warner, because I watch Cosby Show, but both wrestling and metal weren't exactly like my things. So, you know, the passing of Hulk Hogan is, he wasn't like my wrestler. You know what I mean? I mean, I knew, obviously knew who he was and knew of him and had seen some, but it just wasn't like I'd never been to a wrestling event, you know? So, but I don't know. It's, this is the age, you know? This is the age. The previous generation, the people who grew up watching, they're going away. That's what happens. Now, I thought it was interesting yesterday at this press conference that DeSantis is talking about, you know, Hulk Hogan before he gets to any of the real substance of what he was going to talk about, which I, of course, did not pay attention to. this was much more interesting. But then, as has become somewhat, you know, common, DeSantis gets interrupted by a heckler.
I remember WrestleMania 3. He was up. Hey, stop. Get out of here. 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 So you used to have the closed circuit. So you would go and you would have that. And then you'd just kind of watch it.
Pretty good that he kept on his train of thought, frankly.
I know.
Just right
I'm
back into my speech,
of it.
You know, right?
Wow.
I feel, aren't there some people in your life you wish came with a censor bleep?
Yes. There's several.
Or you could just apply it to them as things are going along.
Or you could just electric.
You Nazis. Yeah, exactly. No, that's true too. You Nazis, you pedophiles. I hate you all. You're all terrible. Well done. We're all persuaded of your point of view. That's fantastic. Now, I will say this one thing. I know they didn't know this was going to happen, but I wish they had, because I envision a press conference in which DeSantis, a Navy guy, a teams guy, I mean, he's the lawyer, but still, you know, he worked with the SEALs. He could have seen this happen and then stood up and ripped off his shirt and tackled the guy and knee dropped him. Would have been awesome. Oh, it would have been fantastic if only the comms people had thought of it. It would have been an outstanding performance. And, of course, that did not actually happen.
I just remember, like, WrestleMania 2, he's fighting Andre the Giant. And, look, I was a kid. I didn't know that it was choreographed, right? I mean, I was, like, really worried.
You can't say that he's going to be able to do,
but he slammed Andre the Giant. That was, like, a huge thing for, like, kids in that era. And so, you know, and we were with him just a couple of months ago. My kids got to meet him and everything. So I was really sad to see that. And our thoughts and prayers go out to his family and people throughout this region of Florida, because I know so many people cared about him. And
yeah, most definitely. 7:15 here on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic, and then I'm going to do something nice for David Wayne. I don't do very many nice things for David Wayne. So let's get traffic on the fives from John.
Oh, you must be in a good mood today.
I am in a good mood today.
All right. Traffic is brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. No accidents to report to you, but if you're on I-10 westbound between Avalon and Scenic on the Scambia Bay Bridge, I'm starting to see some major delays on the bridge right now. About a 10 to 12 minute delay just trying to get you to Scenic Highway from Avalon Boulevard, so be prepared for that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you need to have the plumbing or the air conditioning or the electrical or the heating done in your house or looked at, inspected, tweaked, whatever the case may be, serviced, Peden, they'll take care of all of those things. And it kind of makes sense because those things kind of all come in a bundle, you know, the complicated stuff inside your house. You want to make sure a professional does it, and they will. Show up on time and have good quality products and install it right the first time and stand by the work with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. They've been doing this for 55 years all along the Gulf Coast, everywhere from Tallahassee on the eastern edge all the way over to Mobile. In the last couple of years, they've expanded across the state line into Baldwin County and now into Mobile County. They'll take care of you. Right now, during the month of July, $1,000 off a new air conditioning system. There are also special financing is available. Some restrictions do apply, so pay attention. But hey, if you want to get cool now. It's going to be like 98. Oh, good Lord. This the crazy temperatures. But hey, it feels like the surface of the sun. So if you want to make sure that you have an air conditioner that works well now and also into the really hot months, into August and September, give Peden a call or check him out online, Peden, PEADEN.com. All right, David Wayne, I promised you a gift. Pull David in. David, are you there, sir?
David? I am here.
All right,
yes.
I have something for you.
And when you say something nice, I feel like it's a trap.
It's not a trap. It's not a work. It's nothing bad. I'm not the heel in this story, but I'm gonna play you something that you're gonna know what it is and you're gonna love it.
He's hulking up, Jess. I don't know if he's got enough left in him. That adrenaline can do wonders. We're seeing what this guy is really made of. Why he is the greatest professional athlete in the world today. Look at this. He's found it.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
I'm dropping a big leg. Over for the cover. It's over.
Unbelievable.
Body slams Andre the Giant.
That's right.
It's all 700 3. Pounds of him.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a big moment.
Absolutely. And you, people may not know this, but you were.
Oh yeah, I did some independent wrestling for a few years.
I love it. You don't do it anymore, right?
No, I'm old.
Did you
now.
Wear the zip up vinyl mask, leather mask?
No, I was not masked. I'm way too pretty to be masked, Andrew.
Oh yes, I mean, come on now,
but you know,
Andrew.
While you're on the topic of Hulk Hogan, though, you know, about, what was it, 6-7 months ago, he was doing a Real American Beer,
okay.
He was doing a tour, and he actually made a stop not far from here, right over by Mobile, at a Piggly Wiggly, and I was able to go meet him. Andrew.
I saw that picture on your social media.
And, it was actually really cool.
You took your kid.
I did. I took Caitlin, and I went. It was my childhood dream to meet him.
Aww.
And
aww.
I made it happen just in the last year, and I was able to tell him thank you for all the memories you gave me in my childhood. And he was a super humble, obviously
just
an old, older man now, and he may have been different in his youth, but I'll tell you, he was just a super nice guy when I met him in the last year.
Outstanding.
You didn't challenge him to a match right then and there?
No. No, okay. I did not.
I would have been like, yeah, let's do it.
Right there in the liquor section.
What do you think he is, Jake Paul? What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm just trying to.
Hey, while we've got you on the line, David, are you ready for headlines yet? I don't normally do it here, but it'd be kind of the right place time-wise. Are you?
Well, I sure am, actually. President Trump is making his first trip to the UK since his re-election. He'll be in Scotland today for what the White House says is a private 4-day trip. He'll be visiting a couple of his golf resorts and meet the First Minister of Scotland. The U.S. is rejecting France's decision to recognize a Palestinian state. French President Emmanuel Macron said yesterday he plans to make a formal announcement in September. Secretary of State Marco Rubio called that a reckless decision that's a slap in the face to Israeli victims of the Hamas attacks in 2023. And a little bit closer to home, Florida wildlife experts deploying robot rabbit decoys to the Everglades to help eradicate the Burmese python issue. The robo bunnies are equipped with heat signatures and scents to lure snakes in so they can be trapped.
These snakes use a lot of different senses to decide what is and what isn't prey. And it depends on how much they're able to actually replicate a real rabbit in these robots.
And that's Ron McGill from Zoo Miami. He's a little bit skeptical on the whole plan, but the remote control robo rabbits have cameras as well, and they were created by researchers at the University of Florida.
Fascinating, David. By the way, didn't you? There was a story couple of days, week or two ago, maybe, that NAS Pensacola is actually using some kind of is it wolves to scare off the birds to keep them safe from the Blue Angels? There's something like that they're doing there. Because this, you know, keeping away the predators or keeping away the stuff that's going to get in the way of other things, it's kind of an interesting approach to doing this. So, yeah. I don't remember too much else. I read the story and kind of forgot about it. David, thank you so much for the update. I appreciate it. 721 News Radio 92.3. If you have a hardware project to work on, a remodel, a rebuild, just a fixing a problem or adding on, or you build things for a living, Pensacola Hardware is your place. They are the commercial construction supply business in Pensacola. The warehouse is right here. They have it in stock. They won't have to order it for you. If it's something that everybody uses, they'll have it for sure. Now, they do have things like if you have a specified product, like a special order that the engineer or the architect comes up with, they can get that for you. You know, that's a little bit different, but they can take care of that. They do it all the time. They're not afraid of those things. They are everything for you. If you are a builder, if you're a contractor, they can take care of you, and they speak your language. You won't feel like, man, they don't understand me. They'll understand you. They'll understand what you're talking about, and they will have helped other people solve the same problem before. Talk to Jimmy or Martin or Mansfield. Trust me. You know, trust me. Go in there and ask. Now, they are the oldest business in the entire state of Florida since 1851. That's before the Civil War, before there was Levi's. 174 years of helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
I want to thank all of our listeners who tune into our daily Strength for Life segments here in Pensacola and across the country. Thank you for your emails. Thank you for your thoughtful feedback. Thank you for humbly letting God strengthen you through the principles of His Word and the power of His Spirit. If you're interested in more Strength for Life, please check out our YouTube channel. Our radio segments are only 60 seconds in length, but our YouTube video segments provide 4 to 5 minute videos of practical Bible content on topics such as overcoming jealousy, how to strengthen your marriage, and much more. Find our YouTube channel by searching Strength for Life Pensacola and be sure to subscribe. We produce fresh video content each week, which is certain to strengthen your walk with God and strengthen your relationship with others.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community. This summer, get tips on beach time and ways to help make sure your guests don't miss a thing. Today at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Ocean Man, take me by the hand, lead me to the land that you understand. Ocean Man, the voyage to the corner of the globe is a real trip.
Good morning, 724 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Actually, almost 25, so let's go ahead and knock traffic out before we get to Dave Greenwood. John Pickens with traffic on the fives.
That's right. Not seeing any accidents right now, but if you're on I-10 westbound between Avalon and Scenic Highway on the Scambia Bay Bridge, still seeing some major delays there, about a 10 to 12 minute delay still associated with that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Dave Greenwood is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. He always joins us on Friday to teach us water safety and help us know what the conditions are going to be this weekend. Dave, welcome back, sir. Hold on just a second. Hey there, Dave.
Hey. Friday to you, Andrew.
Happy Friday to you. What are we looking at this weekend?
Hit and miss with showers. Surf is going to be a little bumpy. We'll at least have a yellow flag flying. You got that low that's going to cross over into the Gulf, and I'm looking at scattered showers all around right now.
All right, and this week has been what? Mostly hot has probably been a big deal for you guys, right?
Yes, the heat was a factor. We've had a green flag, and we did put up a purple flag for jellyfish. Jellyfish are starting to make their presence known, and you know that comes with the hot. You know, the heat and the water gets a lot warmer and the jellyfish start to appear.
And how are the junior guards doing? You guys are kind of in, what, a second group, is that right, with them?
Oh, yes, group. They finished their, they will, today will be their, they'll complete their first week of training and then they'll start next, they'll finish up their second week next week. Yeah, they're doing great. Really excited to have these young people that are interested in pursuing a job as a lifeguard.
You know, one of the things that's been in the news in the last week or so has been the Vibrio vulnificus stuff. And as I recall in the past, your kind of take on this is, well, yeah, it's always around and it's always a concern, but it's only if you're a vulnerable person. Is that kind of, do I have that right?
Yes, that's correct. That's my understanding of it, that if you have an immune disorder or if you're a weakened immune system, you should be careful of going in the water, especially when it gets warm. So, yeah. You know, whoever named it, flesh-eating bacteria, man, they hit the jackpot with that moniker. I mean, that
for
just
sure.
Really gets attention.
And it's kind of, to me, it's like so many of the other things. I mean, yes, it's true. I mean, you know, there's sharks in the water and there's Vibrio in the water. I mean, it's just, you know, there's stuff. I mean, that's just, you know, life is full of risk. The other story that's kind of been in the news this week was the death of Malcolm Jamal Warner in Costa Rica. And, you know, when I heard this story, him dying, what apparently was in a riptide, you know, a rip current that people tried to rescue him and couldn't. And thank goodness rescued his kid. But an unguarded beach in Costa Rica because they only have scarce resources for their guards. And it's like posted warnings and all this. And all it did for me was that this is what Dave is always talking about is, you know, swim near lifeguards, pay attention, don't overestimate your abilities, always beware. You know, salt water is dangerous everywhere, right?
Yes, yes. That's, you know, one unfortunate tragedy that happened with that individual and, you know, his family. You know, it's just we can't stress enough. The last thing people think when they're going on a holiday is, you know, they see the beautiful water and they came to that's why they're on vacation, to see the beautiful water and get in and enjoy it, that a tragedy can happen. And that's why it's so important, you know, to have lifeguards and swim where the lifeguards are present. Again, you know, like we were talking about Vibrio vulnificus, everyone's afraid of that, but no one's afraid of drowning.
That's and yet that's the danger. I mean, that's the thing people should be very cautious about. Now, that's a great note, Dave. Dave Greenwood is the Pensacola Beach Water Safety Chief for Escambia County. Keeps us safe, trains the lifeguards who keep us safe and patrol the beaches and make sure that they stay the beautiful thing they are. Dave, thanks as always for the time and the information. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew. Enjoyed talking with you. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you next Friday.
Yes, sir. 729 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has an outstanding selection of good quality used cars, about 300 on the lot, which means, by the way, something we don't talk a lot about with Frontier. I talk about, you know, buying a car from them. They will buy a car from you. So, yeah, obviously, in order to sell cars, they have to buy cars. I don't mean to get overly complicated with you. You know, I have a degree in philosophy. I can explain these things. No, it's, you know, if they've got 300 cars, if Frontier Motors starts with 300 cars and they sell 20 and they want to restock their inventory, they have to buy 20. I know, right? It's weird. But since they're selling cars all the time, they're buying cars all the time. And the reason I bring that up is if you have a good quality car that you want to sell and you don't want to go through the trouble of, you know, selling it yourself and vetting people on Facebook or Marketplace or whatever, you know, or taking phone calls, coming to your house, like all the stuff, just go to Frontier. They'll give you about 15 minutes. They'll give you a quote. If you don't like that quote and think you can do better, they can consignment sell it for you at a little bit higher price, but it might take a little bit longer. So whatever you want to do, they're buying good quality cars. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 437-1620. Coming up next, a very interesting story about how the tax code, if nothing changes, will change with regards to the tax on income for gamblers. And the poker world is losing its mind over this.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. She was talking from prison, but how many beans did she spill?
Ghislaine Maxwell's attorney, David Oscar Marcus, says Maxwell answered every single one of Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche's questions, telling reporters Blanche took a full day and asked a lot of questions, explaining Maxwell never stopped and never invoked a privilege.
Fox's Kristen Godin is part of the DOJ's push for additional details in the Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking case. Tributes pouring in for Hulk Hogan, Knox County, Tennessee Mayor Glenn Jacobs, who wrestled under the name of Kane.
The first time I ever saw Hulk Hogan in person was in a wrestling show where I was in the audience, and it just blew me away. When he came out, the roof just literally blew off the place, and that was one of the moments of like, man, I think I want to be a professional wrestler.
Jacobs from Fox and Friends, a 71-year-old died yesterday from cardiac arrest. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got, cloudy and 82 degrees here in Pensacola. Well, the University of West Florida adding a new position to President Manny Diaz's administration, the Vice President of Strategic Initiatives and Chief of Staff position. Now, that position will work closely with the new interim president.
When I learned that he was coming to UWF, I asked if you wanted some help, and I knew that this would be an opportunity for me to be able to use my gifts, my experience, in a place that I love and have a strong connection to.
That is Dr. Clifford Humphrey. He'll be filling that role, and he's worked in education now for over a decade, both overseas and at a private school in Pensacola, but most recently he served as the executive vice chancellor at the Florida Department of Education under then-Commissioner Manny Diaz. That position was approved by the UWF Board of Trustees with a salary of $180,000. Now, traveling may be a bit easier for families thanks to the Families on the Fly campaign. News Radio's Chris Bryan.
The TSA is creating dedicated security lines for families traveling at select U.S. airports. The initiative is part of the Families on the Fly campaign to alleviate difficulties for families traveling together. DHS Secretary Kristi Noem also hinted there may be an easing of rules surrounding the size of liquids that travelers can bring on that carry-on luggage. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, Chris. The city of Pensacola is still planning to sell the old Pensacola Motor Lodge. When they do, though, that sale will include a stipulation that the buyer has to develop affordable housing at the site.
Our plan, we're certainly 100% committed to bringing affordable housing to the site. That will happen.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, the city had leased the property to a developer who intended to develop affordable housing there, but the project was stalled after they were not awarded affordable housing tax credits. Reeves says that lease has been canceled. The city plans to sell the property with a provision that it's used for affordable housing or it would revert back to the city. Well, tributes rolling in for wrestling legend and American icon Hulk Hogan, who died yesterday in Clearwater at 71 years old.
He just had a big heart. And until you got to know Terry Bollea, you were overwhelmed with the character Hulk Hogan. And that was his life. But he really was one of the kindest, most generous people that I've ever met.
That's Eric Bischoff, and he was actually the head of WCW wrestling in the 90s. That's where Hulk worked after he left WWF during the Monday Night Wars era of wrestling. Now, Hulk was the top star there for years. WWE paid tribute to Hogan with a post on social media yesterday, calling him one of pop culture's most recognizable figures. He was a 12-time world champion and inducted into their Hall of Fame in 2005. President Donald Trump is saying who he wants to lead the Republican National Committee. Trump announcing yesterday he's endorsing Sarasota State Senator Joe Gruters to be the next RNC chairman. Trump making that endorsement after reports came out yesterday that Michael Wattley planned to step down to run for the Senate in North Carolina. Reuters tells the Miami Herald that President Trump is the greatest president in our history, and he's looking forward to advancing his agenda as the next chair of the RNC. 735 at News Radio, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. No accidents to report to you right now, but if you're on I-10 westbound between Avalon and Scenic Highway on the Escambia Bay Bridge, still seeing that delay there from earlier. It's about a 10 to 12 minute delay, so just be aware of that. Plan an alternate route. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Our Channel 3 forecast.
We do have some scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. 70% chance of rain, high near 88 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 77. For Saturday, 50% chance of rain, high near 89. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 77 degrees. Going into Sunday, 20% chance of rain, mostly sunny skies, high near 92. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 82 degrees and cloudy skies. Our next news at 8. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. President Trump and Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell butted heads during Trump's visit to the Fed's headquarters, where the topic of discussion included the current renovations and interest rates. Trump also suggested that he was abandoning any consideration of firing Powell before his term expires next May. German auto giant Volkswagen posted a sharp drop in second quarter profit, primarily due to high costs from increased U.S. import tariffs. The results come as Europe's automakers struggle to get the grips with a series of industry challenges. President Trump recently threatened to raise duties on EU auto imports to 30% starting August 1st. After buying $1.5 billion of Bitcoin in 2021, Tesla sold three-quarters of its holdings the next year as the market was tanking. Bitcoin has since rebounded in a big way, jumping about 80% just in the past year, meaning Tesla has lost out on billions of dollars in potential gains. Futures are currently mixed. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials lost 316. That's Your Money Now.
Every Subaru at Anderson Subaru is built with quality parts and precision engineering, so you can count on your Subaru to be with you for the long road ahead. And you can count on a great rate from Anderson Subaru to help you get there. With 0% APR financing for 72 months on 2025 Solterra models, with 1.9% APR financing for 72 months on 2025 Outback models, or 2.9% APR financing for 72 months on 2025 Crosstrek models, and 3.9% APR for 48 months on 2025 Forester models. 0%, 1.9%, 2.9%, and 3.9%. Combined with legendary reliability and longevity, there's even more reason to love a Subaru. From Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Subaru for you, Subaru for you, Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
This is really bad. Whether you're a poker player, DFS player, a sports bettor, any kind of gambler, professional or recreational, but especially professional, and even if you are an operator in one of these areas, it's quite scary. So, what happened? The Senate amended the big, beautiful bill to include this little beautiful part about gambling tax.
This is Phil Galfond, a professional poker player, who is explaining a little observed element inside the big, beautiful bill, so-called, that is not so big and beautiful for professional gamblers.
So what it says is the amount you can deduct from your winnings shall be equal to 90% of the amount of losses during a taxable year. With deductions, if you're a professional, that's included in this, it's 90%.
Instead of the current rule of deducting 100% of your losses, you're only allowed to deduct 90% of your losses. And, you know, you might, I suppose, wonder, like, why is that such a big deal?
It means if you're a gambler, if you gamble during the year, recreationally, professionally, let's say that you broke even on a year, but you played a lot of sessions, you won $100,000 in if you add up all the winning sessions, and you lost $100,000 if you add up all the losing sessions. Now, in the past, you'd pay zero tax on zero earnings, zero winnings. But now if this passes, you would pay as if you won $100,000 in winnings minus 90% of $100,000 in losses, which is $90,000 in losses, for $10,000. So you would have made $0, but you'd pay tax as if you made $10,000. Doesn't sound great, but not so bad.
But if you're just a recreational gambler, like you go over to Biloxi or whatever, you know, and you go gamble, and if you, like, every time you win, okay, I guess it's by day, you know, so if on one day you win $2,000 and another day you win $10,000 and another day you win $20,000, you know, and eventually you get to, like, he's just using the example of eventually across all your winning days, your total is $100,000. But you also have losing days. And let's say on your losing days, you have 18 here and 20 there and 15 there. And across all your losing days, you lost $100,000. Okay, so your net for the year is zero. So what would you think your taxes on your gambling should be? Zero, which is how it's always been. No. You're only allowed to, under this rule that is in the bill, you're only allowed to take off 90% of your losses. So you cumulatively won 100 across all your winning days. You cumulatively lost $100,000 all on all your losing days. So you have to pay tax on $10,000. When your net income on the endeavor was zero. And probably if you're gambling that kind of money, your tax bracket is going to be, you know, in the 25, 30, 40% range. So now you're going to have to pay $3,000 or $4,000, even though you didn't make a profit in the entire year. Now, if you're just a recreational gambler, it's maybe not as big of a deal for you because, you know, probably you have the money, or probably the numbers aren't that big. But what if you're a professional poker player or a professional gambler of some kind? This is catastrophic.
It gets really, really bad. If you are a high volume player, especially if you are a professional, you, over the course of a year, make $200,000 gambling.
Okay, that's net. Like, you net out winnings versus losses, $200,000. you know, an okay amount of earnings for a professional poker player and all the hours they do and, you know, playing multiple hands at a time online, all the stuff that they do, right?
You don't pay tax on that $200,000. Wouldn't that be nice if we could keep paying tax on that $200,000, the amount we actually made? But what would happen is, let's say that over the course of all the sessions that we played throughout the year, we won $5.2 million and we lost $5 million for a net of $200,000 that we took home. Now we would pay as if we won $5.2 million minus 90% of $5 million, which is $4.5 million, for a fake net of $700,000. So you would make $200,000 during the year. You would pay tax as if you made $700,000, meaning in almost everybody's case, you would pay more tax than you made during the year. Completely untenable. You can't be a professional gambler in the U.S. if this goes through.
You would wind up paying more than your actual net profit in just taxes because you have to play a lot of hands and you have to win and you have to lose in order to net out 200 grand in winnings, meaning that this is the end of professional poker in the United States. It will force people to play through offshore. It'll force them out of the market. I mean, and recreational too. At least it could affect recreational significantly. So you can understand why the entire gambling world is like, what have you done? Right? And, you know, so naturally the legislators in Nevada, who apparently did not read the bill, are all freaking out now too. So it will have to be undone if it's going to be changed. But it's right now, this is the case. Like, this is the problem. So this, theoretically, if what Phil Galfond is saying turns out to, you know, if it affects enough people, and I can't imagine that it wouldn't, you know, you're talking about tripling or quadrupling probably for most of these folks their taxes and making it a losing endeavor to play poker or whatever form of gambling that they're doing. So I was kind of astounded that this just slipped through, you know. But when you have big emphasis on the big, beautiful bills, all kinds of stuff can happen. 746 on you. Now, as a, you know, as an ethicist, am I really all that worried about gamblers? I mean, not really that much. Do I love that there's all this gambling? No, not particularly. But just from an economics point of view, and is this exactly what, you know, what we intended? You know, legislation should always do what was intended. Was this intended? Because it's really a discouragement to a lot of gambling. You know, again, as an ethicist who is not a big fan of gambling, yeah, maybe I'm not so upset, but as an economist or as a politician, you know, whoa, where'd this come from? John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
Interesting. Let's see here. No accidents to let you know about right now, but we're still dealing with the delays on I-10 westbound. You're seeing a delay between Avalon and Scenic Highway, about a 7 to 9 minute delay associated there. Also, I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, seeing about a 5 to 7 minute delay through that construction zone. Other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And by the way, just, you know, if you wanted to apply this to another field, imagine if playing the stock market worked the same way. I mean, you know, you buy and you sell, okay? And some days you win and some days you lose. And let's say your primary endeavor over the course of a year is to make money on buying and selling stocks. And let's say you net out, you know, pretty okay living of $250,000, you know, kind of the vicinity he's talking about. But in the process, you add up your winning days and your winning days are up 10 or 12 or 15 million. And your losing days are, you know, the other side of that by $250,000. Well, now you're talking about, if this were to be applied, like in another gambling-esque environment, I mean, think about if you had to pay, you could only take off 90% of your losses in the stock market against your gains for income, and then you had to pay, and I know stock gains aren't paid as income, it's capital gains, but still, you kind of get the, why would poker earnings be treated one way and stock market earnings be treated such a fundamentally different way? Or, you know, in a business of any kind. If you could only deduct 90% of your losses or of your costs, because it's a cost, right? And it's just, it's a really weird way to look at things. And somebody says, yeah, I don't gamble, but that's just dumb. What a harsh thing to throw in, right? Agreed. 7:48 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are outstanding realtors. They sold 165 homes last year, 175 homes the year before that, 200-plus homes when times were easy. But what you get from them is experience, knowledge, a dedication to doing what really has made Christina different is doing all the little things. Like all the little things that everybody kind of knows you're supposed to do, but everybody doesn't really do. And if you do them, and she does them, diligently, effectively, you know, kindly, because she's a very sweetheart, you get these great results, and they get these great results, and they can help you. If you're moving, want to move to the beach or pick up a second home that's on the beach or move to the city or the country, or you want to maybe think about getting an investment property, a rental, whatever, give her a call. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Culver's introduces their new chicken sandwiches, adding a new spin to their classic chicken sandwich and taking them to the next level. Bigger, juicier chicken with crispier, crunchier breading. You can get yours crispy, spicy crispy, or grilled with your favorite toppings made fresh just for you. Visit Culver's today, Mobile Highway, Bayou Boulevard, or Highway 90 in Milton. Third-party delivery is available with DoorDash and Uber Eats, and curbside service is now available. From Wisconsin with love, it's Culver's. Welcome to Delicious.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Sometimes an identity threat is a ring of professional hackers. And sometimes it's an overworked accountant who forgot to encrypt their connection while sending bank details.
I need a coffee.
And you need LifeLock, because your info is in endless places. It only takes one mistake to expose you to identity theft. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Like what you hear? Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
The ultimate male versus the ultimate meatball. Ha, ha, ha.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. You know something? When I came here tonight, there was so much energy in this room. I felt maybe I was in Madison Square Garden getting ready to win another world title. Or maybe I thought the vibe was so intense.
Man, I remember this, being there for the RNC, watching him come on stage, do his thing, be his hulkiest, and, oh, man, it was just, I mean, it was really cool seeing him in real life. That was the first time I'd ever seen him in person.
You know something, Trumpites? I didn't come here as Hulk Hogan, but I just had to give you a little taste. You know, my name is Terry Bollea, and as an entertainer, I love you too. And as an entertainer, I try to stay out of politics. But after everything that's happened to our country over the past 4 years, and everything that happened last weekend, I can no longer stay silent.
Remember, this was right after Trump had gotten shot in the ear in Butler, right? This was immediate, like the weekend. In fact, you know, we weren't even sure he was going to be able to show. We weren't sure what was going to happen to the event. Like all of these things, right?
You know, guys, over my career, I've been in the ring with some of the biggest, some of the baddest dudes on the planet. And I've squared off against warriors. Ooh, yeah, savages. And I've even, like I said, body slammed giants in the middle of the ring. And I know tough guys. But let me tell you something, brother. Donald Trump is the toughest of them all. They've thrown everything at Donald Trump. All the investigations, the impeachments, the court cases, and he's still standing and kicking their butts.
It was definitely one of most cool moments of the whole event.
So all you criminals, all you lowlifes, all you scumbags, all you drug dealers, and all you crooked politicians need to answer one question, brother. What you gonna do when Donald Trump and all the Trumpomaniacs run wild on you, brother? God bless you, and thank you.
And you can see him ripping his shirt, you know.
No.
It's fantastic. 7:55 on News Radio 92.3. Now, I saw one story. The claim was that he actually got baptized, got born again and baptized
18 months.
About a year ago, almost years ago. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Outstanding. I mean, outstanding. Let's see. Traffic on the fives. John Pickens. John?
All right. I-10 westbound right around Avalon Boulevard. Still seeing some delays from that earlier backup. Just about a 5 to 7 minute delay in that area. But the rest of I-10 looks good. I-110 is flowing smoothly. Not seeing any other delays. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, federal officials will meet with Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell today for the second time. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche said last night that he'll continue his interview with Maxwell Friday. The interviews come amid increasing pressure to release the Epstein files. United Health Group is acknowledging that it's under investigation over Medicare billing.
And if this is true, they should be angry about them wasting our tax dollars on a program that, you know, doesn't have a lot of money to waste.
Former insurance executive and hospital consultant Rod Howrigan. United Health says they've been complying with formal criminal and civil requests after it confirmed in a securities filing yesterday. It is under criminal and civil Department of Justice investigations involving the Medicare Advantage program. And Starlink is back online. Apparently there was an outage that took it offline, though, for about 2.5 hours yesterday. The service has more than 6 million users in 140 countries. The outage was blamed on an internal software failure.
I'm super glad it didn't happen to us while we're on the McCool live broadcasting or during Blue Angel Saturday. everything can have a problem, right? Any digital, any electronic thing can have a problem.
I did see one report that said it actually knocked the Ukrainian military offline as well.
Yeah, well, because they're using that heavily,
they're using
right?
Starlink, yeah.
Yeah, good point. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Put the video up on our Facebook page. You can watch it for yourself. But NASCAR is doing a street race on Naval Base Coronado, San Diego.
That sounds amazing.
That's awesome.
That sounds so amazing.
To celebrate the 250th anniversary of the United States Navy by hosting all three of its national series over a three-day weekend, June 19th through the 21st of next year. So that'll be pretty fun.
I think me and you need to go test out the track first.
Oh, all right. Yeah, no, you look into it, see what you can do, and
okay.
I'll go with
we'll
you.
We'll get a rental.
That's
no
fine.
Worries.
Get a rental. How much for the Lambo?
Yeah.
What was the other thing I was going to tell you about? We'll do that next week. We're getting ready to execute a genuine scumbag next week. And I don't want to go into the details now. It's Friday. It'll mess with you all weekend. But, like, when we execute this guy next week, there's no tears, okay? This guy did horrible things. And, you know, we'll talk about it more when we come to come to next week. Interesting development at the, the World Tribunal, the World Court, the International Court of Justice, the ICJ, which is the top UN court. They've ruled that nations who are net carbon polluters are obligated under international law to limit climate change, and countries who fail to act aggressively enough can be held legally responsible for climate damage to other nations. So rich countries basically are going to have to pay poor countries for raising their sea levels or increasing the intensity of storms or whatever else they claim is caused by man-sourced carbon dioxide pollution. The case was championed by South Pacific Island of Vanuatu, which one of the loudest voices because they're low-lying and they face risk from sea level. And they sued, and basically Judge Yuji Iwasawa said, in order to guarantee the effective enjoyment of human rights, states must, and by states, I mean countries, must take measures to protect the climate system and other parts of the environment. Now, the ruling doesn't really bind us because we don't much care what the ICJ does, just like other major countries don't really care. But the ruling was that countries that are obligated to curb emissions from greenhouse gases under international law, and that's limiting the use and production of fossil fuels, coal, oil, natural gas, subsidies for green energy, and so forth. And if we don't, then the ICJ, with its total lack of power, is going to come after us to pay eventually.